My podcast family, this is an episode about mental health and consciousness and a mantra poem that I wrote that I wanted to read here on the podcast. On Instagram, I wrote a poem. I guess I called it a mantra. Not sure how to really define these things, but a series of lines that I been saying to myself, and I want to say to you, if we're connected on Instagram, you might have come across it with a picture that I took, but I wanted to take this episode to read that stanza, and yeah, hopefully it speaks to you, and we can speak about it, and we'll go from there. So it sounds like this. My inner peace for this week is solely dependent on my own thoughts about myself. These thoughts about myself will affect my actions and what I do in the days ahead. My subconscious mind will be observing my actions and recording mental note of them. And in that process, I will unknowingly be creating a type of energy within myself. This energy will then be transmitted to those in my vicinity, and in return, I will receive back a fraction of that very same energy. And all along, this will all just be a reflection of my own thoughts about myself. Yes, I wrote all of that. Yes, I take a pen and a paper, and I sit here and I think, well, I'll confess, I actually typed this one fully out, which I seldomly do, but I usually do my writing and stuff, but I was like, you know what, let me see what happens with just digital fingers. And that's what I came out with, man. I showed it to my sister and she's like, this is like cognitive behavioral therapy. I think I read it in a book. I'm like, nah, that's your brother. That's your boy J.A. putting out some truth for the people. I'm really proud of this line. I'd read it again, but it's kind of long. It's like six sentences here. But I want to break it down for you for the rest of this episode. I wanted to keep this one short since we've been going heavy for a while. But I think the main takeaway is that peace within yourself is generated by the thoughts you think about yourself. Also, anxiety and stress within oneself consequently is a result of the thoughts about oneself. So that's pretty much the sum of it all, but it goes deeper in the sense where your inner peace is connected to your thoughts, but your thoughts affect your actions, and then these actions are recorded by your subconscious mind, and all of that in turn creates an energy that's different than the thoughts, right? It's the energy or the personality or the mood or the vibration of somebody. And that's what ends up giving off to people whenever you're in contact with them, whether in person or in digital spaces. And then they're going to give you almost like reflectors, whether they know it or not, whether you know it or not, what you're giving out, you're also receiving back. And then that again will have an effect on your thoughts. And that again will affect your inner peace. You see how the cycle just goes and repeats itself. It's like energy, thoughts within oneself, recycled, dished out and then given back to us, and then recycled, dished out and then given back to us. Energy, mood, personality, all coming back to thoughts about myself. And the reason I chose inner peace as the culprit, the sort of the centerpiece of what we want, is because it's my own contention that what human beings truly want beyond every single emotion is a deep inner peace with themselves and life. So you can call it happiness, but I think what's underneath happiness, what people are really saying when they say they want happy or pleasure, is just a state of peace that doesn't change, you know? It's like a pure vibration that just kinda stays, you know? That's what I personally think people are after, and so that's why I mirrored this whole poem and mantra after that desire. But yeah, guys, that's the that's the message that I wanted to give to you today on the podcast, and that I want you to take for this week, because I feel like I'm like wanting peace in my life and I don't have it, and then I just, my moods, man, I'm so fucking emotional and I let things control me and my thoughts, and it starts affecting me, and then it just it could kill me, man. And then it could also like really set me free. And just people that have levels of depth and intelligence and wisdom and emotion, they really are some of the strongest people, but they can turn on themselves, you know? And I think we're all predispositioned to that thing, and we can also just be a beautiful gift and light to the world, you know? So I'm learning how powerful my thoughts are, and I want to pass that on to you, because I don't want you to feel like you fucking don't matter and you suck and nobody cares and life is meaningless. These are things that I wrestle with, you know? And then I'll have moments where I feel like I'm the greatest ever, you know? These are the power of empathetic people, empaths, and just light bearers, soul searchers, and just people with much depth, like maybe you. Maybe that's why you're attracted to this podcast and to my messages or whatnot. But we have to take care of our thoughts, guys, or we'll go crazy. We have to take care of our mindset, or will self-destruct. The artists and spiritual healers in this world need to guard their thoughts, because these thoughts will affect our actions, which will affect our subconscious mind, which will affect the energy that we have within ourselves, and then the energy we bring to others. And then the energy that you put out will also be recycled back to you, and these cycles will repeat themselves. And the thing is, these cycles can become glorious and you can have so much change in the world, and you could be such a light bearer, and these cycles can go the other direction and you can fall, and what was once light can become a pit of darkness. And it's sad. It's sad. But it does start, the desire for inner peace does start with yourself. It always starts with yourself. There's a Croatian poet that I love, and she says, "The experiences will continue recycling until you pass the test." I'm going to end there. The experiences will continue recycling until you pass the test. It's almost like we have these levels and stages and times and moments in our life, and it's like, I think I've been here before. I think I've felt this before. I think I've been in this hole before, right? If you almost see it like a maze or a level, it's like, I've been here before. I know what this is like. And the reason you're still here is because you haven't got through yet, and it's back here again, and it's recycling itself again so that you can go through it. There's things that you feel, guys, that other people don't, right? There's places that you're at in your consciousness where other people are not. And there's parts of you where you don't exist anymore, where a few years ago you used to stay, right? You were there a lot. You were there a long time. But you're not there anymore. You're here now. You're here now. And this is your level. This is where you're at. And then you're going to push on, and this will be in the past. But the experiences will continue recycling until you get through them. Yeah. All that's to say, guys, inner peace is what we want. And it's going to start with your own thoughts. Master your thoughts. Master your life. Master your inner peace. All right, guys. Till the next one. Love you.